Hi, I am Nicolas Vérité, also known as Nico. It's my nickname. Why am I doing a podcast right now? This is just because I gave a few talks about Jabber, XMPP, Django in the past in many different meetings, and a few people in the XMPP English-speaking community asked me to translate my slides, and I've never done it. And here is my kind of translation, I mean live translation, speaking translation. So here we go. The first slide is just an a title slide, so switch it. Then we go to the plan of the talk. I begin with the history of instant messaging in presence, then I explain shortly what is XMPP and Jabber. I talk then about the functionalities, all the stuff you got it in XMPP, and then I talk about the organization, I mean the XSF, the XMPP Standards Foundation, and then the IETF. Then I introduce many open source and labor software implementing in XMPP. Then I try to draw a small state of the art in instant messaging sphere, including proprietary instant messaging systems. And then I finish the talk with the future of instant messaging. This talk took 5 hours. I'll try to be slightly shorter. So the first slide about history, I gave only the biggest points. I just talked about the talk program in Unix, then IRC, and then ICQ, the first we named instant messaging in presence, then Jabber, invented by Jeremy Miller, and then I gave many other points. Then I introduce Jabber as a routing protocol, generic XML routing protocol. I talk about many things like philosophy, complexity on the server, its similarities with email architecture. Then I introduce many functionalities like the basics, how to create an account, what is presence, what is a roster, what is a vCard, and what you can do basically with Jabber. I also talk about the discovery of services, because many people don't just know what this is. I talk about the file transfers and its limitations, and of course of directories. Then I talk about the resources and priorities, because many people don't just get it, maybe because they don't know it, but maybe because this is not as easy as it seems. So I use the full slide to explain how it works. Then I talk about the transports, what they are, how they work, and with open standards protocols like SMS, RSS, emails, and so on. But I'll talk about transports to proprietary instant messaging systems. I talk about the non-full compatibility. It is not interoperable, and this is what I underline. And also, we have a lot of reverse engineering to do on our part, on the open standards part, not the proprietary part. Then I talk about PubSub and PEP. Here is it's kind of problematic, because I don't really know these functionalities. So I just talk about the theory and talk about extended presence, you know, like geolocation, activity, avatar, mood, music, and so on. Then the most awaited part, maybe because this is jingle, because this is VoIP, voice over IP telephony, internet telephony. Many people wait for this functionality. They think this will engage the switch, I mean the massive switch from proprietary instant messaging system to an open standard messaging system. So I talk about Jingle, what this is. It is like SIP, the session initialization protocol, and I'll talk about ICE, the new standard from the IETF to pass through NATs, and this is the maybe the most technical part of my talk, because we talk about low level network techniques. So we have to talk about that in the talks and interact with many people, and how they understand it, and what it will imply in the future. So I talk about the philosophy of the conception of Jingle, that it's not not invented here syndrome. It's like the goal is to open the XMPP networks, federated network, to the telephony, internet telephony. Then I talk about security, privacy, spam. I talk about SASL, TLS, and so on. I talk about the actual use of OpenPGP, like NewPG. I talk about also E2E and many works in the security arena. I mean the crypting stuff and so on. I'm talking about also the anti-spam techniques and, you know, everything that prevents the guys from doing, you know, stuff that are not really useful to us. Okay, and I say that of course that we have a result that is a medium between paranoia and usability. We are somewhere between paranoia, right in the middle between paranoia and usability. So and do not forget all the other functionalities like attention, annotations, chats, texts, notifications, ad hoc commands, Bosch to pass through HTTP, zeroconf, like bonjour, the protocol by Apple, and everything. So I also talk about the application, middleware application, notifications, alerts, real-time collaborative applications, microblogging, social networks, and so on. Everything that can be done with XMPP. And I'll talk also about the secret sauce that that so many enterprises, businesses use inside their IT infrastructure using XMPP. And then I conclude by saying that XMPP is already very complete, but it is extensible, still extensible. Then we paused a little bit in the talk, because it took 2 hours and a half to talk about all these things, and so we took a pause. And why did it take so long? Because we talked extensively. We had questions. People were very interested in discussing, and they asked questions all the time. And this was good. Then I talk about the XSF and the IETF, its rules, how it works, how they interact both, and of course the roadmap of the next works of the XSF, like Jingle, the RFCs, and you know, security stuff, anti-spam stuff, and contributions to the IETF. Then I introduce many libre and open source softwares like clients. I talk about pure Java clients like Spark, Psy, Gadgin, TK Eber, Coxinella, same place. I talk about multi-protocol clients like Pigeon, Adium, Copet, Miranda, and also web clients like JWChat and the new Sociable. I also talk about services, you know, the stuff that are installed on servers, and those you can't obtain the code and run your own services on your own servers. You have also mobile phone clients, embedded clients, and also application clients like Inkscape, AbeWord, or Volity, the game framework. I talk then about the servers, the main free software server we got in the world. Of course, eJeopardy, the most scalable one. OpenFire, the most usable one. Jeopardy, which is the first one. Jeopardy 2, which is the fork, the rewrite. And dJeopardy, the Perl non-server. And the Tigers, the embeddable Java server. Then I listed many libraries and tools, but I could not list them all. And since I am not a developer, I did not fully could talk about each one. So I just made a simple list. Then we go on the state of the art of instant messaging in present systems. Of course, I talk about XMPP, I talk about its adoption, that it's a normalized protocol by the IETF. We have 50 to 100 million users worldwide, and there are many open source communities that are using XMPP, and of course a lot of proprietaries and open source software makers in the world. On the left column you see all the IT giants in the world that has at least one product based on XMPP. You see the best IT corporations in the world. I mean the best, the most successful ones like Oracle, Google, Sun, Apple, and so on. Everyone is adopting or using or testing XMPP extensively. All but one. Then I talk the different proprietary IAM systems, like ICQ was the first one, AIM was the one made by AOL, and why it is important in the United States. You know, we don't understand the importance of AOL in France, because we don't know exactly what went on, so we don't really quite understand how AOL is important to the USA. I talk also about QQ, how it is important to China, because when we talk about China, we talk about 1 billion people, not 300,000 or millions. This is 1 billion people, so this is very important. QQ, the Chinese proprietary IAM system, is very, very important. Also, Yahoo. Yahoo is widely used in Asia. I talk about Gadoo, the one in Poland. I talk about Natron, also the one in Korea. The ununderstandable one, MySpace. Why the hell did they create a new IAM system instead of using one of them? Or the best they could do is use XMPP, of course. And I talk about the next one, which is Baidu Hi. Baidu is the kind of Chinese Google, the search engine number one in China, and they are creating another proprietary IAM system, which tends to be the competition to QQ. And I say, of course, that all of them are incompatible, not interoperable, except maybe a small interoperability between MSN and Yahoo, but that's it. Then I talk about the technique. They're all incompatible, of course. Servers are unique and centralized. and they are proprietary, of course. The protocol is non-documented, it is proprietary. The client software is proprietary also. So everything is controlled from the start to the end by the company that runs it. And they just want to captivate the customer. They want to keep it. And they know they have the network effect that prevents the guys from going outside of their IM network. Of course, there are victims of spam, phishing, and identity theft, and so on. We have transport, Jabber transports, XMPP transports to these IM, but not all, and they are not quite fully compatible. Then I talk about the social state of the art. I say that millions of users are closed in those doors, in those proprietary IAM system doors. They cannot go outside of these IAM systems without losing their contacts. They have no choice. If you want to contact someone in one IAM system, you get to go in that IAM system. You got no choice. So many people have different accounts, and of course, in the open world, the open source world, in the open standards world, many people have to do the efforts to talk with these proprietary IAM systems. In the enterprise, that's very problematic, because all the data that comes out of your company goes through the centralized servers. So you cannot control what you do, what your employees do, what your collaborators do. You have no or a few, too few crypting, so privacy is not respected at all. And also in enterprises, the situation is quite the same as email in the 90s. You know, it's perceived as a gadget for the young people. And also, what I say is, even if it's if it may be true, I mean, young people use extensively IM and not email, they'll be getting older and come in the enterprises. So their main communication tool is SMS and IM. So we have to adapt the enterprise to IM. This is just the future of the enterprise. This is a new communication tube. On the legal side, we have an end-user license agreement, which is proprietary in the proprietary system, of course. We get a service contract that are quite... they don't really respect your privacy, and they don't really respect what you can do. They restrain you. So there's another problem too, is the licenses are made in most of them are made in English, and for one nation but not for all. So we kind of evolve in a blur jurisdiction. We don't know what could happen on the legal part. And of course, there are technical measures, but they are not really quite good. And then I talk about the internet, and this slide is very important, because the thing is, we have many proprietary internets. We don't have only one IAM internet. We have many proprietary, separate, incompatible IAM internets. We have one web, we have one email, but we don't have one IAM. And most of them are proprietary, incompatible, non-interoperable. This is a big problem, one of the biggest problems of the internets right now, because we know IAM is getting more and more important every day. So this is a big problem of the internet. We got to be aware of this. Then I talk about the future, about the future of XMPP. I talk about this his adoption that is massive and it's accelerating. Its perennity is completely okay. You have no doubt you can adopt it right now. You get many implementations. You get no royalties to pay, no patent on it. It's structure the evolution, the extensibility of XMPP is assured by the XSF, and it is standardized by the IETF, the highest internet standards organization on the internet that has normalized HTTP, SMTP, POP, IMAP, and so on. So this is XMPP is a big protocol, one of the biggest protocol like HTTP, SMTP, and so on. I talk about the future of Jingle, its interoperability with VoIP systems. I talk about applications, shared collaborative editing, for example, real-time editing. I talk about many things in the future of XMPP, and I say it is the federator. XMPP is federating all the IMs in the world. Then I just to finish, I give a few links: xmpp.org, of course, jabber.org, which has been redeveloped in the near past. It's based on Drupal now, and I talk about Jabber4 community, the French-speaking community. I talk about xmpp.net and ietf.org, and then I just thank the organizers of this conference, which is Boris, the Association Vendochine, and the EPN, Espace Public Numérique des Olympiades, and also Mark Hemming. And then I thank the audience for their attention, and I am waiting for their questions, but they have no questions because they asked it all along my slides. As I said before, they were very interested, and they asked many questions. This is why it lasted 5 hours, and so this is why we had no questions at the end. And the last slide is use XMPP, of course. So this summary took 22 minutes. Excuse me for taking so long, but it's a summary of 5 hours of talk. So that's quite good. And I hope you enjoyed my talk. I hope you will excuse me for my many mistakes. And see you soon. Bye-bye.